Hey, speaking of shaking, we're going to shake right on down to Lake Norfolk to the Bayou Resort. It's our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report with Gary Faraci. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. What a beautiful thirsty Thursday morning, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever just wanted to shake somebody?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But we don't, because we don't. We refrain.
Right. It just goes through. It's in that bubble up here, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's another week, and boy, I tell you what, it has been crazy hot. You know, I mean, we went from every thirsty Thursday morning adventure to it being raining, pouring down rain, to it's like literally you could just hold an egg in your hand, I think, and just hold it up above your head, and it would cook.
Oh, yeah, it's been brutal. It really has. But here we are. I think these cool mornings remind us that, cooler weather's around the corner.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, just to get everybody up to date, if you missed our lake levels, Bull Shoals Lake is at 672.2. That's down 0.4. Lake Norfolk, 561.4. That's down 0.2. And Gary and I were talking before we went on air. Boy, the lake is in great shape right now, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. The lake level, the water temperature is still a little high, but the lake is absolutely beautiful. I mean, we're getting all our parking back. The conditions out there, actually on the water, are really good. Just got to be careful because the water's coming down some. It's got a ways to go yet, but you got to be careful when you're out there navigating around some of the. There's more things that's in the water now.
Yeah. There's islands and there's shoals and. You need to be careful for sure. Forecast wise, today 87, tomorrow 88, 90 on Saturday, 86 Sunday. But next week we're looking at 70s, mid 70s. Oh boy! So let's just look at the fisher people and what are you hearing on the stripers, whites, and hybrids?
Well, the stripers are. We and I have talked about this. They're really deep. And with the oxygen level in the lake and stuff, you know, you're getting normal die off. Then plus what you mentioned earlier, that when you grab one at 50 or 60 feet and you pull it up, they're going to die. There's not enough oxygen. They're going to die. And so I know several of the guides are backing off on some of the striper fishing right now.
Oh, yeah.
They've switched over to crappie or, you know, bass or whatever just because of the conditions right now. And that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense on that. But they've been catching them, you know. I've taken a look at some of the pictures and that from some of them and they've been catching them. But some of them have mentioned they're going to back off for a month or two and switch to some other species for a little bit and let that hole play out down there.
The crappie bite, have you been seeing some limits?
Yeah, none of the local guys that I've talked to, they're close, 8-9 fish, whatever. Some of the guides, Borgman, he's been slaying it, but the local fishermen, they've been doing okay, and it's been a mix of live bait and a couple of different color jigs that are working really well. So, and they've been on brush piles. I've seen some really nice crappie, you know, 12, 13, even a few 14-inch fish. So you got to work for it. You got to work a little bit for it, you know, pick two or three out of this brush pile and then two or three out of this one. But they're there, and this is the time of morning, especially like morning like this. We got a little bit of cloud cover and get out there early. Yeah, it's been good.
Well, and of course the bass fishing. I tell you what, man, the guys that have been staying after it in the morning and especially in the evening, they've been doing pretty good.
Absolutely, that's what I've heard, and it's been don't quit, don't give up, because if you're trying one particular bait or lure, switch to something else because it's varying day by day. I mean, there's a handful of things that have been working, but it varies day by day which one to use.
Yeah. I've had several people that, rattle trap. And I'm like, this time of year? And they're like, man, I'm just saying, rattle traps have been working really good. And, you know, I'm a jig fisherman. I like plastic baits, worm, lizards, salamanders, hair jigs. That's just me. That's just, and it does not matter what time of year it is. That's what I'm going to throw. But I had talked to a guy, Jed, and we were having breakfast, and he said, you know, really one of the bigger differences this time of year is you just got to use a little bit more gas in your boat, you know.
Right.
You got to move. You know, you fish this spot and you catch one or two, and then you just go on to another one. And, of course, you know, he doesn't have live scope neither, but he's like, you know, for people without live scope, you just got to kind of, you're just going to burn a little bit more gas. But even people with live scope, hearing them talk, they're like, oh, yeah, we're finding fish. We see them. They just don't want to bite. So we go on and we find more fish and we'll catch a few there and move on. But it's a great time of year. The bluegill fishing is spectacular, and it's going to
be. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Bluegill's been on. It's been very good. I tell people all the time, go after it. Little red worms or crickets. It's a blast. I enjoy it, and I know people that have taken their kids and grandkids out there, and I mean, you can fill a bucket up. You can get 30 fish, you know, in a few hours, and it's so much fun.
Oh, it's amazing how many people come up to me now since you and I've been talking about, you know, fishing for bluegill, brim, and how many people have come up to me and said, you know, we've just kind of forgot all about that species. You know, we're after bass, we're after the stripers, we're after the crappie, and we never really give it much thought to get up there around some structure and catch some big old brim.
Yeah, absolutely. I know it's a pain to have to clean 30 fish, but that's some of the best eating.
Oh yeah,
fish in the lake. It really is. It's a nice white meat. I know it's a lot, and some of the fillets are small on some of the smaller ones. But I'm telling you what, if you like fish tacos, if you like little fish chips, I mean, they're good eating.
Oh, yeah.
Any way you cook them.
Anyway, but, you know, fish tacos, I'm really craving some fish tacos. That's
and they're perfect for that.
Oh,
they're perfect.
All right. Well, you know, it's been so hot, even the mermaids, they're not even wearing tops now. They're just, you know, I mean, that you get what you get. But we do have, of course, you know, plenty of days left to get out there on the lake and enjoy it, and even enjoy a little weekend or week stay at the Bayou Resort. And you've got some openings, or I seen maybe you had, but they go pretty quick. You had a cabin open for Labor Day?
Oh, it's gone already. It's gone. Yeah, we had a couple people that had booked several cabins, and their plans change, of course, as always, you know. And so we put it up there in the Facebook page, and the last one went yesterday afternoon. And they don't last long. People are always looking, oh, let's go to the lake, let's go to the lake, you know, kind of a last minute when you get down to a week before or so and that. And so they don't last too long. We do have one, but I have a couple left for this weekend, and the weekend after Labor Day looks really good, which is nice. You know, it's not as crowded. You can get down here, you can relax, you can enjoy the lake. That's a good time to come. The week after, 2 weeks after Labor Day, things have calmed down. Lake's still in great shape. The weather's nice. Yeah, that's a good time.
Well, for folks that want to know more, Gary, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277, the Bayou Facebook page. Drop us a line on that, and we'll get back to you. And as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. And I really enjoy it when people just stop in and ask, and we talk. And we talk about fishing and maybe a cold one or two, and that's always fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you again next week.
Sounds good, Gary. Stay cool.
Right on. Hey.